What other out of the department roles do you play?
What do you mean out of department roles? Like,
what do you do
at home? Just as fun. Like,
hey guys, I'm Nicholas, and welcome to the first ever episode of 1075 Chatter, a podcast focused on everything from the emergency services and our upfitting. Throughout the episodes of this podcast, you'll hear firsthand stories from firefighters, police officers, and emergency vehicle upfitters. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and let's dive right into our first guest, Drew DeGroat. Welcome back to 1075 Chatter. My name is Nicholas Harrison. I will be your host today. And as a guest, we have Battalion Chief from Company 3 and 5.
Out of?
Drew DeGroat.
Hello, everybody. Nicholas, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Quick question.
What's up?
Is the Groat your father?
What?
The Groat.
The Groat?
No, Groat. The Groot.
The Groot.
The Groot.
Like, I am Groot?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's why you're D-Groot. All right. So, are you a volunteer firefighter?
I am.
What town?
Mahwah. I'm out of Mahwah, New Jersey. Been on the department since 2013. So, what, 11, 12 years now?
I was still in high school.
You're a youngin'.
I was actually in freshman high school.
It's a while, dude. But yeah, been doing it for a while now. So
you are not my brother. I have a better face, better mustache,
right,
and definitely a better hair.
It's not what everybody at the shop says. So, well, everybody knows you're the Walmart brothers.
Walmart brother. I would say makeawish.com, but I digress.
You're talking about yourself, though. So. Yes. Okay. So you're lower than Walmart.
Yes.
Okay.
What made you become a volunteer firefighter? Would you per se?
So my grandfather was the battalion chief in Mahwah. My father's a firefighter in Mahwah, so kind of just came down the line to me, and it's just something I grew up around. I grew up around the firehouse. So
you lived in the firehouse.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, volunteer-wise, yeah, it's, you know, going to calls and, you know, buffing the calls. I remember being young, my father would take me in the fire truck, and it just kind of grew. It just, you know, something I love to do now, and I continue to do it. So.
And how does it feel being a battalion chief and being in your grandfather's shoes?
It's cool. It really is. I look up to my grandfather a lot, so it means a lot. So hopefully it's making him proud and making my grandfather proud, and just keep going.
Besides being at the firehouse, what else do you do at home or adventures?
Just outdoorsy. I'm always outside, always doing something. You got the side-by-side, the Razor, so I'm always out on that, or, you know, hunting and, you know, I like being outside, so.
Would you hunt legally?
Illegally?
Legally.
Legally?
Legally.
Oh, illegally you, but legally deer. I'm more of a deer hunter.
Okay. Usually hunt bear?
No, never been bear hunting yet. That's something I've always wanted to do, just haven't done it yet.
Why don't you do it?
I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe I'll look into it after this.
A lot of permits.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot more money, too.
What would you say you would like to see changes in the future?
Changes with the department?
With the whole volunteer.
Or volunteer-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the way it is, the way it used to be, and the way it's going are completely different now. Mm-hmm. You know, back then, they used to ride the back step. Now, you can't even have your gear in the truck. It's got to be in a separate compartment. So it's going to be a change. You know, I don't really – I like where it's at. You know, I mean, it's strict, but it's also for everyone's safety. You know, between the physicals that you have to do, it's, you know, there's a lot of guys now overweight, and they can't do half of the stuff that, you know, some of the skinnier guys or the lightweight guys can do. Mm-hmm. And it's not healthy. You know, you see a lot of heart attacks and a lot of strokes, and it's just, you know – So as long as everyone stays fit and stays healthy, I don't really see a need to change anything other than just keep these guys healthy.
Yeah, and we see more and more with OSHA and all the rules they're starting to come out with.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot stricter, which I'm for change, which it's good, but a lot, I mean, if we're not helping out, we'll just make it more stricter, and then you just lose the department because there's so much strict guidelines between gear, training, and yeah, correct, we need training, but I mean, how much training are you going to throw down someone's throat till you can't?
Yeah.
Can't get the manpower.
The amount of hours that you need to do now just to be fire one. I mean, it's a full commitment. It's crazy right now.
And nowadays you have people working two jobs at night.
Yeah, you can't afford to live right now. And, you know, doing this nighttime or daytime, whatever these people are doing, it's a full commitment.
And I commend all volunteer firefighters and everybody that puts the time in and they're actively putting two – I know a guy that he's working two jobs and he's still active.
Yeah.
So yeah, it could be done, but it's struggling.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot right now.
We're losing a lot of volunteers just because of that.
Yeah. No, and it's everywhere. I see it everywhere. You know, you can't get the manpower because, you know, these guys are working two jobs like you said, and you know, it's a lot. So you can't get the manpower that we used to. I mean, in my department, you know, we during the day are going to two company dispatches. Mm-hmm. So two companies per call, depending on the zone, is who goes because you can't get a truck out. It's almost impossible right now. So
I mean, our first due truck is old-timers that have retired basically during the day because all the young guys are working.
Are working, yeah. So. Or in school or, you know, it's the same by me, and I'm pretty sure it's the same everywhere.
Oh, yeah, with drills and going to calls, meetings, it's the same guys, and you know who's in it,
yeah,
and who's not.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, again, you see it everywhere. It's, you know, not just my department.
But you can't just say some guys aren't in it just because they can't show up. They have kids. They have jobs. I mean, it's something we gotta understand.
Yeah, and you know, you can't be down on these guys that aren't showing up as much because of, you know, they know that family comes first and they have to survive first. And, you know, firefighting kind of comes second, but
we don't get paid.
Yeah. Right. I mean, well, some of us, you know, my town ended up going to a stipend. So now we're getting paid per call, which is nice. You know, it's a nice little incentive to, you know, start responding to more calls, but
Get the guys out and
maybe show an
initiative of saying, hey, we're going to give you this much a call. And then people maybe be like, okay, maybe it's a little worth it. Just extra cash in my pocket.
Yeah, and it is. It's, you know, gas money or, you know, maybe some money for your car insurance. It could just be anything. It's just a little bit of cash to put in your pocket and, you know, kind of like a thank you for coming.
Basically, yeah.
So it's, you know, that's nice, but for the guys that don't get paid, you know, or are just strict volunteer and they're just getting their clothing allowance and their LOSAP, it's, you know.
Yeah, that's basically my town is we get clothing allowance and LOSAP, but
yeah,
I mean, and we're hurting with guys.
Yeah. So it sucks. But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you just keep recruiting, keep posting on social media and try and get these kids to come join and, you know, make it fun. Really, I mean, we do it.
That's the biggest part, I think, is making it fun as training and staying at the firehouse and, you know, the camaraderie of the firehouse, the brothers and sisters, how we all get together. I mean, I think, honestly, that part with COVID kind of went down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I could agree with that.
But it's still there.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It's nice that it's there.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it's just got to keep pushing, got to keep going forward, and hopefully things get better. But, you know, we just got to get these guys trained and keep it moving.
Out of your 11 years, do you have any memorial or moments that you enjoyed on the fire department, calls, drills?
You know, our drills being, younger, when I first joined the firehouse, our battalion chief was, or is, in the military. She's in the Army, so she made it a lot of fun. She made drills a lot of fun. We'd cut up a lot, and you know, but we also knew when the bell rang, it's time to go to work. But to make the drills fun and, you know, kind of mix in different scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. So even if you're just doing a regular rolling response, pretending that there's, you know, a fire, you know, or a fire alarm at the firehouse, you know, at the house, you know, she'd cut up and, you know, come running out, you know, my kid's in there, you know, just kind of making it more of a scene and making it more mm-hmm. hectic just to try and keep us more calm, which was nice. You know, it definitely, it helps out, but you know, being, professional with throughout the whole thing and, you know, not telling the lady to shut the fuck up and get out of my way, you know, but, you know, you have to be responsible and stuff like that. But, you know, being at the firehouse Wednesday nights was always a good time. It still is. I, you know, I try and being battalion chief now, I try and do it with my guys now and, you know, just try and make it fun, try to make it so that they come back and, you know, we have fun. But when we know, you know, when the bell rings, we know it's time to go to work. Yeah. And it's time to suit up and go. So, but between that, being way younger, you know, like I said, being when my father and my grandfather, being at the firehouse then and, you know, just sitting in the truck and just that excitement, you know, listening to the sirens and looking at all the lights and stuff like that. It was just, you know, it was a good time. So, yeah, it's really, you know, it's about it. But fire-wise, nothing really, you know, there's never really a good fire for the family. It's always a good fire for us. So, I mean, we've, you know, seen our fair share of fires. And like I said, our whole department coming from five different companies and five different ways of things running, we really do come together very well. And we know what to do. We know, you know, put the fire out and save what we can. And that's, you know, that's what we do.
Hello. What's up? Yeah. Yes, what do you want?
Who's he calling me?
I'm gonna call you.
Who?
Mark. I thought he wanted something.
What does he want, do you know?
I think he wanted to do like a conference call.
Hello?
Who is that?
Who is this?
Mark?
Yes. Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
What up, people? I'm back on the air.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it's Mark again.
What are you guys talking about?
Fire stuff.
Talking about how ugly you are.
Thank you. You'll never guess what.
What?
I'm on top of a fire truck right now.
Oh, nice. What are you doing to it?
The best light upgrade that has ever existed in the history of light upgrades.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have said it better.
What, a light bar?
Yeah, a light bar.
Yes, how did you know?
It's an Enfuse by Sound Off Signal. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Enfuse XL.
Oh, double stack.
Oof.
Yep, just made some spacers, drilled a bunch of holes.
Sealed a bunch of holes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Nice. Good job, guys.
Pretty cool, right? Okay, cool, bye.
Goodbye.
What does the fire department have, volunteer fire department have the impact on the community?
It depends. Really, it depends on where you're coming from. I mean, you see the stuff down in Maryland. You know, from a firefighter standpoint, isn't the right way of doing things necessarily, but to them, it's the right thing. But
you don't
really
say names.
Yeah. but it depends. It depends on where you're from and how you act. It's, you know, if you act professional and, mm-hmm. you know, do the right thing and, you know, you're not a whole bunch of jabronis, it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we see it all the time. Like when we go to fire prevention events or even just our, you know, our MAWA day, it's a lot of thank you for your service. Thank you for what you do. You know, you kind of stay professional, but you know, you see it online all the time that some guys just act up and it just doesn't look good for the volunteer department. Yeah.
And of course, it's broadside right up front, volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
this. Or, I mean, we have our bad ones. Even the paid guys do. And it just gets more noticed when it says volunteer because it's, well, more, was it 95% of?
Of the country?
Of the country yeah. is volunteer?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what the actual number is, but yeah.
And if you look at the numbers, I mean, I would say your taxpayers would be paying a lot more if we weren't volunteer.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been talked about, you know, going paid, and it's just, you can't.
Yeah, because it just costs millions.
The taxes would be astronomical.
Overtime, paying the manpower, it'll kill the town.
Yeah, no, it really will. And it's, you know, something that we try not to do. We try and stay volunteer. And, you know, it's just trying to save the taxpayers a couple more dollars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, what we do for the community impacts a lot. You know, it says a lot to the community. And we just have to, like I said, stay professional, stay...
Yeah.
Even though we are a volunteer, you still need to be – you're still technically an employee of the township or the city or wherever you're working or volunteering. It's, you know, you just got to – you're the face of that fire department. So just stay professional and keep it clean.
So we're going to start with now is how did you find 1075 and why did you want to work here?
So do you want
to – Was it because of this face or
– No, actually, you weren't even – you were part of 1075, but you weren't doing videos or anything yet.
No, we were not doing videos.
Do you want the truthful answer or do you want the funny answer?
So right now I want the truthful answer.
The truthful answer? I was hurt due to an injury at my previous job. I searched on Indeed. It was, you know, something, again, growing up around these lights and sirens, it's something that I've always tinkered with at home anyway. And then I saw the opportunity at 1075. You guys, you know, the whole company has worked on my department's vehicles. And I know 1075 was a great company. And I, you know, knew that was something that I would be interested in doing. And I applied, had the interview with Matt, and, you know, everything went well. And here's my pretty face.
Yeah. And then we're stuck with you.
Yeah.
And how long you been working with us?
Just about 2 years now.
Okay. And with those 2 years, have you found what build have you found that you've liked or
liked that I've done
that you've done?
Well, Christopher, if you're listening or watching this, your Ramsey DBW truck was a real pain in my ass, but that truck came out pretty nice. I love that truck. I think it was a cool truck. I think it was a cool build. That truck definitely challenged me a lot, especially when it came down to the programming.
Yeah,
and you did it with me. That was a headache.
I was playing with Phoenix and Blueprint. That was totally not normal.
But no, that truck came out pretty neat. That was a cool truck. You know, it's every truck or every car, every build is something different, and it's something new, and it's something, you know, it has its little challenges here and there, and it's, you know, it makes the job fun. Keeps you on your toes, keeps you thinking, and that's something that, you know, I like to do is to stay active and keep my brain going. So that's, you know, why I like this job.
Keep going, you might get smoke out of your ears, but
yeah, no, sometimes you can definitely get some smoke out of your ears here. but you know, it's fun, you know, and it's like Matt said, it's a very family oriented business.
Totally. It's honestly like the firehouse.
Yeah, no, it really is.
We might not have full, everybody is a firefighter, but it still shows like how the
camaraderie
with all those co-workers, non-volunteer or volunteer, and how we just make it work. And when it comes to where we got to work, just like the firehouse, if we gotta go, we gotta go. We gotta work.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's fun. It's a lot of ball busting. But like you said, when it's time to work, we go to work and we get it done. So it works out pretty well.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's fun. I enjoy coming to work every day. And
yeah, and that's, you know what, maybe the biggest thing about a job is being able to come to work and
actually enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I got to deal with these assholes. It's
yeah, no, that's
oh, I huge. Get to bust this kid's chops now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, doing the 10 hours and doing the alternate
yeah, I know, you leave me off. Friday and Monday.
So yeah, like, so I'm off for 4 days, and, you know, by Saturday, Sunday, I'm like, damn, like, I still got one more day off. And it's kind of like, you know, you hear these paid guys, like, I can't wait to go back to work, and it's kind of the same thing. You know, I can't wait to go back to work on Tuesday. And
I'm like, oh, great, Tuesday and Monday.
Yeah, see Nick and, you know, bust your balls a little bit. So it makes it fun. The job's fun. It's fun to come to work, even if it is early in the morning. You know, it's crack of dawn. You know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. But again, I come in 5:30, and I don't mind waking up early and knowing that I'm going to a job that I actually like.
You
gotta
get your Dunkin' first and your little latte.
Of course, man. No, it's not even a latte. Now it's this new sparked energy drink.
Oh, excuse me.
If you haven't had one, try one.
And what, a coffee roll or?
Yeah, coffee roll.
Or bear claw.
Yeah, as Mike calls them, bear claws.
Bear claws? Yeah. Well, he's a cop, so.
Oh, that makes sense. And his donuts. He knows all the donuts.
and with having a new management, as adding the conversion manager, it's pretty awesome to... With him coming in and just clicking in, it was like
Mike he's a cool dude. Yeah. I mean, coming from a police chief, you know, he comes in and he breaks our balls just as much as we break his.
Yeah, and we all take it and we all give it.
Yeah, and it works out. But again, when it's time to go to work, we go to work, and you know, he does a good job at it. But you know, it's fun to have that. That fun atmosphere.
I mean, we haven't had our donut meeting lately, so
yeah,
we gotta bug him about that.
After the whole incident that we had with that one guy, we haven't had him pay for donuts or breakfast. Or Mike, we miss it.
We want so donuts and coffee.
Bring him back, please.
I don't want to get fat, but
no, but Mike's a good dude. You know, he's just like another brother. You know, it's
yeah.
He makes everything.
He's
fun.
The chief of the 1075 tech shop, and with the firefighters.
Yeah, basically. You can pretty much think of it like that. But no, he like I said, he makes it fun. It's just enjoyable to come to work every day and do what we do. You know, it's fun, and to see these builds out and on the road, or even in the showcases.
Yeah, it's awesome to
know that we built that.
Yeah, and or you're driving down the highway and you're like, I built that. Yeah. I send you pictures of Frank Lakes all the time.
Yeah, and I was
like, listen, you see how some people build things, and then you look at our build and how we think about the safety of the officer. And then I noticed with the flash patterns.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It's an eye catcher, even with a slower pattern. It's an eye catcher. But yeah, you're right with thinking of the safety of the officers too. It's, you know, when I first came here and was learning the whole programming and learning a door cut, when you open the door to turn off some of the light bar, it's not something I really would have thought of until coming here. And it's smart. It keeps the lights out of the officer's eyes and keeps him kind of focused on what he needs to do instead of being blinded by all these lights. And, you know, these lights are just getting brighter.
Yeah, it is. They make them bigger. 7x3s, 9x10s.
Yeah, they're huge. I mean, we can make some big brighter lights.
I mean, how much barter can you go? That's a big question. And
yeah, exactly.
Until you start blinding people and they start hitting.
Yeah. But yeah, no, keeping the officer safe is huge. Whether it's, you know, it's police or fire. Doing these little things that we do to these cars, and you know, the way I kind of think of it programming wise is, how would I want my car?
Exactly. All these builds. I mean, I've done the big builds, and I've started to go to the smaller builds, just do how we're trying to do everything. And that's when I go, well, if this is my truck, how do I want it? How would I want this set up?
How can I stay safe, you know, even with all these blinding lights?
Yes.
You know,
and like we started implementing.
Don't get me started now, because I'm on
implating the brake where you hit the brake and it slows the pattern down. And I think honestly that's humongous. Especially,
yeah, it is huge.
Because I've been behind a couple people going to a call, and they have a bunch of lights in the back of their truck.
Yeah, and they're just going all crazy, and you don't know when they're breaking.
I don't see, and I'm like, dude, I don't see you breaking. I can't. He has the turn signals where they go off. I could see that. That's fine. But like his brake, all the flashing, I don't even notice.
Yeah.
Like he has it, the hideaway shut off when he brakes, but like the light bar on the back and the under the bumper is like, I didn't even notice you were trying to brake.
Yeah, yeah. But and it's, you know, changing the pattern on the brake and making it slow is way bigger, because it's even from a civilian standpoint, and Jack and I just had this conversation, him coming from, you know, just not being a firefighter or anything like that, and then just coming into our shop, he never noticed like the slower patterns for Park Hill or the brake, you know, slowing down the when you're on the brake and stuff like that. He never noticed that. But now, you know, seeing it and seeing what we're doing, he's like, yeah, now like I'm on the road and I see these things and it's huge. And, you know, just your regular Joe Schmo is not going to notice that. But
no.
At first, but then when it comes down to it and these cars are braking on the highway and getting ready to pull over for the scene, it's, you know, it's eye-catching. It really
State
is.
Troopers do it. I see it all the time. I mean, they have it a little different. They just have everything turn on.
Yeah.
It's weird, but hey, I'm not going to knock it down.
You know, it's really, again, and I think with 1075, we kind of have somewhat of freedom with programming.
Of course,
and kind of like customizing these cars and, you know, obviously make it the way the customer wants it, but adding our own little touches to it and doing things like that, whether you're shutting off lights or slowing down patterns and stuff like that, it, you know, it's...
And we do have customers that do have exotic requests sometimes. And
yeah, some, I mean, the Phillips 66 truck that we did with the boat seat, that was a new one. That was pretty cool. It was, again, a challenge. But, yeah, I mean, you get these crazy requests and stuff like that, and it's, you know, you kind of just have to let it be, and, you know, the customer's always right.
That's right.
You know, they're the one paying the big bucks for them, so we got to, you know, do it that way.
But I mean, we could guide them. We could guide them on, like, how we do things at 1075 and what we prefer. But if the customer doesn't want it and the customer wants a certain way, we'll do it. I mean,
we're
pretty much customized to the customer every build.
That's it. I mean, you know, depending on their jurisdiction and their district and stuff like that. For example, Walden, they're, you know, upstate New York. It's a little darker up there. So even just changing the turn signals and using the link and stuff like that, we're able to turn off the taillight during the day and just have it flash the amber turn signal. And then at night when the parking lights are on, now that rear ring, you know, that parking light is still on and still visible for other customers, or not for other customers, for, you know, bystanders and, you know, stuff like that. So those little tweaks and changing stuff like that is huge. And it's just something that we have to think of jurisdiction wise or district wise and where they're coming from.
Yeah, it's totally different from the city to the countryside, because...
Yeah, if you do something like that in the city, you're not going to notice it. I don't really think anyone's going to notice, oh my God, you know, the parking light's still on when the blinker's on, or it's off when it's on. But, you know, being up there, it's a little bit more noticeable. It's a little darker, and it's...
Yeah,
you know,
city, no one's moving.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care how many lights, how many sirens you have. It's that person. If they don't want to move, they're not going to move.
Yeah, I mean, you see these guys.
And now with the new cars, the making with the soundproofing. I mean, honestly, last week I was making a right turn, and when I was on that road, all of a sudden I saw a cop behind me. I'm like, I didn't even hear him coming, nothing.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he was in my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And then I hear the siren. I'm like, okay, I got to pull over. But at first, I'm like, where'd you come from?
Yeah.
Like, no, it was... literally clear for a mile, and all of a sudden he's behind me. I'm like, where'd you come from?
Yeah, where'd you come from? Yeah, I mean, you know, the aftershock makes a difference. We'll see what Sound Off or any other competitor really has to come out with, trying to pierce through these soundproof cars just a little bit more.
Yeah,
just,
I think aftershocks pretty much...
They do wonders. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're doing great, but, you know, the quieter these cars get, the more... Sound Off and other, you know, other companies are going to have to improve and kind of figure out ways to get the noise through to these cars. Is it going to help? Because, you know, most drivers are brainless anyway.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, they don't care.
When it comes to lights, it's like you'll have a road closed. They take that road for 10 years and there's back roads and all that. And they know that route. And God forbid you close that down
for an hour. Forget about it.
They're like, over. What do I do? How do I turn? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. And, you know, they see all these lights and these sirens and all this chaotic scene going on, and some people just don't know how to act, and they
I had a woman, we were at a fire, we had supply line laid and all that, and this woman's like, I gotta get to my house, I'm handicapped. I'm like, ma'am, we have an active fire going on, you can't, it's across the roadway, and she tries to go over the hose. I'm like,
yeah, no. She doesn't realize, and that's another thing.
I'm like,
thing.
You realize you can be putting firefighters that are in the fire.
Yeah, in danger. Or kill them, and they don't realize that.
All she was worried about is getting home, and she had to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I go, we can help you get to your house.
Yeah.
But you can't just drive over our house.
Yeah, and that, you know, you see it on the internet all the time. You see it on the internet all the time that this is happening. But even, you know, these guys in FDNY, you know, the stuff that they go through, it's taking them forever to go two blocks because no one's moving. You know, and as much lights and sirens as you put in these cars, it's the same thing. It's no one's gonna move because they got somewhere to be too.
Yep.
You know, it's
they don't care. Who cares? It's not their emergency. But then when it comes to their emergency, they're like, oh, why is it taking so long?
Yeah.
And then some of them, I hope, realize that, hey, maybe I should be more attentive when I'm driving.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not just me, but it's, you know, everywhere and anyone that I drive with. If you hear lights and sirens, pull all the way over.
Yeah.
And just stop. You know, it's taking 3 seconds out of your day to just stop and, you know, let this car go by and let them get where they need to go. You know, and a lot of people don't do that. It's, you know, kind of a sad sight, and, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of car accidents that happen, and, you know, working on major highways and stuff like that, especially, you know, 287 where no one's doing 65, you see a lot of these bad accidents, and we've unfortunately been to a few of them where they don't really end well.
Yeah.
So it's really scene safety. So coming into, you know, these lights and in the slower patterns and having a link. And even syncing all of these cars together.
Do you like sync?
Do I like sync? Yes and no. Coming from, you know, 1075 and an upfitter and, you know, stuff like that, yes. Because it serves its purpose.
It does.
It calms the scene down. Okay. Let's not even say it calms the scene down. It just makes all
the officer calms the scene down.
Yeah. It makes all of these lights and all this chaotic nonsense going on, it kind of settles that a little more.
I agree.
And it's a little more eye-soothing so that these cars, you know, these passerbys can get through and understand, you know, it's not just all blinding lights. It's now a little, you know, more like a street light,
right?
So it's, you know, kind of calms everything and it makes it a little easier. I do like that. Coming from, you know, it more of like a civilian side or, you know, coming from my parents or my mom, for instance, she's not going to notice the difference. Yes, it's a little more soothing, but again, she's not going to be like, oh my God, you know, look at all those lights.
They sync.
You know, they're all flashing the same time and the same color. But it's a cool concept. It's neat. Is everyone going to understand it? No. But again, it's kind
of can't make everybody happy.
It's just helping with scene safety, really, is what it does. And I mean, it does a good job. And especially if we can get a fleet, to do this. I mean, we've, you know, been doing a few of the same builds. Franklin Lakes has been starting to do this, and, you know, getting their cars to the same program, the same flash pattern, everything like that. It helps out so much, and you know. I just saw it on Facebook the other day. I don't know if you saw it, the advertisement that Sound Off put out with the fire trucks.
No.
Yeah, so they just put one out.
I'm not that type of wacko, man.
I don't remember what department it was, but they did all their Chiefs trucks and the fire.
And the fire trucks were Blueprint too.
Yeah, we're through Blueprint too, and just watching these things come down the road looks pretty badass.
It is. It honestly, it does look badass, especially in a going down the highway with the Chief vehicle and a fire truck sinking. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is pretty neat. But again, is everyone going to notice that? No. But is it eye catching to us? Yeah, buffs, to us buffs. Yeah,
buffs and whackers.
That's pretty badass. And especially, you know, paid departments where they kind of match their trucks.
Yeah.
You know, all their trucks are almost identical, right? So if you're going from one station to the next, it's almost the same setup. And to have that, you know, uniform, and then have these lights kind of uniformed as well, it's a pretty cool feature that Soundoff has done. And you know, it does help.
Do now with your future career into 1075, what are you looking into more? Do you want to build more bigger apparat, like bigger builds, or do you like the police cars?
No. Hate police cars. You're just jamming 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. Don't get me wrong. They need this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they need the computers, the laptops, you know, the printers, you know, the radars, the cameras. I get it.
Yeah.
But building them sucks. But yeah, I mean, you know, my future here is I don't plan on going anywhere. I plan on, you know, Mike, I'm coming for your job. That's where I want to be. I just want to keep moving up. I just want to, you know, don't get me wrong, I love building.
Yeah.
But, you know, just progressing within the company and making this company bigger and stronger and, you know, just keep moving forward. But right now, I love where I'm at. I love busting your balls every day. I love coming to work and, you know, bothering you and, you know, everybody else at the shop and, you know, just having fun.
Well, you need to get real sneakers now so I could untie them and tie them again.
No, I'm never leaving these slippers. But yeah, I mean, you know, keep your shoes on. Keep your shoes. I'll keep my slippers with my little straps or whatever you want to
call
them.
Your Hey Dudes.
Yeah.
Hey Dudes with,
well, it's not, you know, like I get copyrighted or anything.
Hey Dudes with, hey dudes. Composite toe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm,
what are you trying to rest?
Of course. I mean, the more comfortable you are at work, the better you work.
True.
Unless, you know, you're you and you crawl underneath a truck somewhere and fall asleep, but.
Well, we don't talk about that. I mean, that's shop talk sometimes stays quiet.
Yeah.
But.
You're not quiet, though.
No, but if my career as a singer jumps, maybe I'll have a different career.
You're just going to jump ship here?
Yeah. Hey, if my singing career takes off, I think it will work. Oh, you know my God. Singing.
Yeah, it's not great. If you guys ever come down to the shop and hear Nick singing, run the other way.
Christmas carols.
It's always Christmas. Christmas in July, Christmas in, you know, December.
August.
It's, any time of the year, it's this guy singing Christmas carols. Don't get me wrong. It's sometimes funny to listen to and, you know, make fun of it, but. You do get annoying with that.
Oh, I bet I do. And what's funny is because I'll be at the gym and I'll hear this guy singing. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's exactly what you yell at you.
And I guarantee you, I'm like, do I really sound like that in the shop? Because I guarantee you I do.
Yep, that's you.
But hey, like I say to a lot of people, if I can't get anything accomplished that day, the only thing I get accomplished is make someone laugh.
Tuned up your vocal cords.
Tune up my vocals. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like if I could make someone else's day better, I'm happy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we all have our days at the shop, but
oh, of course we do. We're human. We're gonna have ups and downs.
And
we're gonna piss people off.
When you come to me and I'm on one of my down days, and you come up to me, you kind of just always make it a little bit better.
I'll slap your head and say, get back into it because ink. You're not dead, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, and it's, you know,
and
coming to work and making somebody's day is just a plus.
Yeah.
You know, coming to work and, you know, busting balls and having
fun. I try to keep my singing to a limited now, but.
Why? Because you're, like, manager now?
No.
your nighttime shift supervisor.
Yeah, what's going to happen when I go to night shift?
Good riddance. See you later, because I'm not going. I'm staying with the day
shift.
Might
have to persuade you.
No, I like sleeping at night.
You are sleeping at night.
Yeah, 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, what's the difference? More so like your 11, days, 12. Your days are flipped.
Yeah, I'm not
and
an
guess
owl.
What? I could go to the grocery store with no crowd.
So can I.
I don't know about that.
Well, yeah. No, I could still go.
No.
Why can't I? I'm not at work at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but that's when everybody else gets out of work.
Who?
5 o'clock.
So oh, at 5, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're going to go to the grocery store and it's going to be packed.
Not at 9, 10 o'clock, though.
Well,
and you'll be
at work. Are you going to the grocery store at 9 or 10 o'clock at night when they're closing?
Sometimes. It depends on my mood and how much I really feel like dealing with people. I usually save it for, I mean, and I hate doing that too, saving it for the weekend because everybody and their mother is there.
Oh, yeah. I regret doing it on a Sunday. I was like, oh, let's go to Costco, get some few things. I go, yeah, I regret this.
Yeah. And I'll, you know, depends on, you know, I'll go with Christina and she kind of sees it in my face that I'm ready to run over somebody's ankles with the shopping cart because it's just people are inconsiderate. Yeah. You know?
And I like to say congratulations because for the next 3 months you won't be here because the
baby
newborn.
Girl is coming.
Congratulations.
She'll be here in
soon.
Any day she'll be here and I finally get a little vacation from you.
Some vacation.
Or, I mean, it's not really going to be a vacation.
It's not going to be a vacation. You'll be up all night.
Nah, I know. I know. But
you're going to be wanting to come back.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. And you know, Christina knows it. Like, she knows. I've told her, like, I don't know how much I'm, you know, actually going to be on this paternity leave because I may end up going back to work.
Honestly, it's you have a great schedule. From 6 to 2:30, you can't ask for a better schedule.
No.
You got to wake up a little earlier. That's the hard part, but you know what? You're out at 2:30, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you still have most of the day to go. You know, and once the baby's here, I'm probably going to end up switching back over to the 8 hours instead of doing the 10. But, you know, again, we're kind of just floating along here, and we'll see what happens, whether I stay at the 10s, and, you know, because then I get the 4 days with her all day. Instead of, you know, coming home at 2:30.
It's nice. My opinion, I just don't like you get 4 days every 2 weeks kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, but it's nice and it has its cons and its pros. But
oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I did it and I did every Friday instead.
Yeah.
And it was nice, but it was just long hours. And
yeah, it is. And I mean, it is draining. You know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, you're getting out of work and you're just dead beat tired.
Especially then if you're going to the gym after work and it's like...
Yeah, it's...
By the time I'm getting home, it's 7 o'clock, cooking dinner, 8, and I'm like...
Yeah, you're right back to bed and right back at work.
So it's just... And then you know what honestly made my decision to change is just... It was like clockwork.
Yeah.
It was clock in,
stern schedule.
Clock out, gym...
Eat, shower, sleep.
Shower and sleep.
Yeah, right.
And then everything got pushed. So Monday through Thursday, all my paperwork I had to do at the firehouse or anything I had to do on my truck, it got pushed to Friday. And Friday was just basically a work day.
Yeah, it was a work
day. I was
day
just
too.
Not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
It was just everything.
It's all your personal work that's got
to
get done.
And then Saturday, Sunday, same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it happened to me this weekend, you know, between, you know, it was, don't get me wrong, beautiful weather, but it was a lot of putting the pool up and getting yard work done and, you know, then going inside and, you know, getting all this work done because I can't do it during the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, as long as you can kind of maintain and keep like a, you know, somewhat of a free time or a free schedule, it's not so bad.
And I think it's incredible that we're able to get the 6 to 2:30 and the 10-hour workdays.
Yeah.
And they give us the option.
Yeah.
And it shows you what you work for.
Yeah.
And they're able to work with you.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of what Matt said was, you know, you can kind of pick your own schedule as long as you're doing your 40 hours. It's, you know... Kind of on, you know.
You put in the work, they'll definitely.
Yeah, and it goes to show. It really does. Is, you know, as long as you can work hard and show these guys that, you're working, they do help you out here a lot. Yeah. And it's nice, and it's very rewarding and very comfortable. So yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's a good job. It's a lot of fun. So if you guys want to come down and work with us two idiots, we will be hiring soon.
We are hiring.
Yeah. Well, we're already hiring. The posts are out.
Posts are out.
Yeah. So come on down. Don't work night shift though, because then you got to deal with this idiot.
What's your feeling about how collaboration? Yeah, collaboration with the clients on how, like, working with them on, like, for example, Pompton Lakes.
I mean, those guys are great. They know what they want. But he's very easy, mm-hmm. easy to work with. You know, the collab with any customer really is huge. If you grow, you know, a great relationship with them, it makes your job so much easier.
Definitely.
And I mean, all these guys are great. They kind of let you have your freedom, but they mm-hmm. also know what they want.
And they know who they're going to. They know that this is our standard, what we do.
Yeah, and we get it done.
And
right.
If they want a little customization on how they want it, we'll do it. Just show us what you want, and we'll make up a game plan. And
yeah,
we'll get it done.
The Hallworth truck came out pretty badass when we did that, and you know, changed some stuff up for them. And you know, I think they enjoy the car. And but yeah, it's just any collab that we do with these guys, with anybody that comes to us.
I mean, we don't have much because Mike
basically
handles a lot of it. But we do still talk to the customer sometimes on, like, do you like this? How option? Give them options.
Sure. You know, and I pick Dan's brain every once in a while and, you know, try and change, you know, some stuff up. But just try and improve the car a little bit yep. more.
Improve how it's done, how more safety and...
Yeah, and I mean, I've done, what, 3 or 4 of these cars for them already? And
yeah.
Every time I see Dan, it's, you know, how you like the cars, and the whole department loves them. So yeah,
it's great. That's a great feeling, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially they're so close to us, and I always see them in the morning. So it's like I've built four of the Durangos, and I see them all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like I built that. It's still in service.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And I mean, you know, yours are somewhat coming out of service.
Yeah.
And these newer ones are going in service, and I mean they're identical. There's nothing really different, and that's kind of. The cool part of this is, you know, everything kind of stays consistent.
Correct.
And it all still stays the same. And, you know, keeping the history and track of what we do, you know, between 5 years and now you get into the, you know, a car that's 5 years old, it's going to be the exact same as your brand new car. And it's going to operate the exact same way.
I mean, with the newer cars now, they're not lasting as long. I mean, the abuse from the departments, and I'm not saying some misabuse them, but there are guys that don't care. You could go look at a police car and then go look at a fire chief's car.
You could know, see the difference.
You could see the difference, definitely.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Because I mean, a lot
these
of
guys
it's
are spending home. 12 hours in these cars.
It is, but you know, I mean, what I don't get is, like, that's your shop. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of coffee we have in the cup holders and stuff, when we got to look, service something, it's like, dude, we just had one a couple weeks ago come in, and he's like, my lights won't shut off, and it's a brand new build. I'm like, oh great, we have software issue or something. And
no, it's just coffee.
and the funny part is he didn't tell me, and I open up the console and I open the controller, and what do you think I see? The bottom of the controller just full
yeah,
of coffee,
it's full of shit.
I'm like, You got to take care. I know you're on a call. You got a coffee in your hand or a coffee in the cup holder, but you got to take care of your shop. It's
yeah.
yours.
Yeah, and, you know, I've...
Yours for 12 hours.
I've had conversations with some guys and, you know, some of the sergeants, and they hold their guys accountable. So, you know, cleaning your car at the end of the shift is huge, and keeping these cars in shape. Does everybody do that?
No.
Probably not. And, you know, it's... comes with the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
You're putting somebody in a car for 12 hours, and then, you know, right after that somebody else is going into
yeah.
it.
So. And then it comes down to it. Oh, this person didn't clean it, so I'm not going to clean it.
Right, and then it just keeps snowballs building up.
And it builds up all the coffee and garbage and stuff.
We've definitely seen some nasty cars.
Yeah.
You know, but
I mean, even some fire chiefs, honestly.
It's not just police. No, it's definitely not.
But most part, the fire department's pretty clean because they take that home.
Yeah,
it's their personal vehicle for their term.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep it clean. And we don't always get...
Some guys.
We don't always get vehicles. Like my department, we run with one chief's vehicle. And we have two assistant chiefs and one chief.
Right.
And the assistant chiefs run out of their personal vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just because we don't got the money. Yeah, so.
And we have, you know, three chiefs. We have the town chief and two assistants. Yeah. And then it's five battalions on top of that. But the battalions, you know, take their own cars. But, you know, for the most part, these, you know, the cars that we've built for MAWA, all the cars are clean. Because these guys know, like, this is my car for 1 year. And if I, you know, if I get reelected the next year, it's going to be my car again. So,
yeah, so you're going to have to live with it for another year.
Yeah, exactly. So these guys really do keep their cars clean. So it's, you know, it really depends on the person, too. Because, you know, I've seen some nasty cars.
Yeah.
But it depends. But it's, you know, it comes with the nature of the beast and us building them and, you know, stuff like that.
I like building the new ones. It's rather not play with the old ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and keep...
Smells nicer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, stripping the Durango for Pompton was
brutal.
It was kind of brutal.
And that's an older partition, too. So it's kind of... I kind of like the new partitions we've been installing now. It's a lot easier. It's all factory.
Yeah, the Troy partitions have been very nice.
Yeah.
I really don't have complaints, really, other than their nuts and bolts and you having something to do with building the partitions and the Tahoes and the instructions.
Well,
that's my only complaint.
I built the more instructions. I mean,
yeah.
I went off with two pictures and said, let's hope for the best. And it took me 2 days, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. And I mean, you know, it's a good product.
It is.
Don't get me wrong. Satina's not bad at all.
Yeah.
But
the fact that the only thing I don't like about those partitions is just having to drill. You have to mount it and then you have a hammer. The plastics
to get the pillars
for the pillars and all that, and it's like, and then if you don't make it too big or make it too small, it doesn't fit.
Yeah, and Troy's kind of got more of a direct bolt,
and they go off factory bolts and stuff,
which is nice.
And we just got to do some trimming, and it's perfect. But yeah,
but you know, we just keep moving along and keep improving.
Yeah, that's biggest thing. We can't stop improving.
Nah.
Once we stop, we're gonna. Basically.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's huge. You know, especially for all these companies to come out with something newer and better and easier. Yeah. And you know, it's not just easier for us, but it's also easier for these officers. Even just, you know, having the seatbelt reversed is huge. Yeah. So now you're not reaching over the prisoner.
No.
Makes a huge difference, you know, especially for these guys. So stuff like that. There's just little things that, you know, we kind of think of and, you know, kind of change and tweak and make better.
All right. Thank you for coming on today. Thanks for watching 1075 Chatter. Your host for the day, Nicholas.
And co-host.
Guest. He wants to be the co-host, but I think Mark would be a better co-host.
You're not funny.
I made you laugh though, right?
No. Laugh at your stupidity. But yeah, thank you guys for having me, Nick. I'll see you back at the shop.
And if you want a 1075 shirt with me, my sweat on it, just put in the code Nick.
With your sweat on it?
Yeah, my afternoon jog, or now I got a jump rope.
Yeah, no. You smell like an elephant, so.
No. Put deodorant on.
Yeah, okay.
Smell like flowers.